In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we have to beware of men who will hand us over to courts and so on. And he goes on to talk about the fact that brother will hand brother over to death, and the child is, and the father is child, and children will raise up against their parents and have them put to death. Now, naturally, we would look at this and say, no, that's a little extreme. Except look back at the persecutions in England, you'll see the exact same thing. And in case you think it can't happen here, just look at what happened in the last 2 years. You can't come to my house for Christmas because you didn't get jabbed. Unless you wear a mask, you can't. You do. I will call the police. I will. Really? On your own siblings, on your own parents, on your own children. So if we've seen something over something so ridiculous, and we've seen this kind of division, then we recognize that it's not too far of a stretch to be able to say, unless you go along with whatever, I'm going to hand you over to the authorities. Now, even if such a thing happens, we have to be able to recognize what our Lord is telling us. He says, when they hand you over, he says, this is so that you can be a witness before them. So on one hand, we could look at the injustice of the whole thing, just as we can certainly see with Stephen. Stephen hadn't done anything wrong. They take him out and stone him to death. It's totally unjust. But that wasn't the point. Stephen wasn't looking at the injustice. He kept his focus where it belonged, and it was on the Lord. And because his focus was on the Lord, he was a witness to these people. The Lord gave him the words that he needed to speak. He gave him the insight that he needed to have. And he lived the faith. He prayed for the people who were putting him to death. He handed his soul over to the Lord. And it brought about the conversion of St. Paul, who then went out and brought about the conversion of how many thousands of people? And so again, we could look at it on the natural level and say, this is wrong. Why would God allow this to happen? Or we can look at it on the spiritual level and say God allowed this to happen, number one, because he wanted to bring Saint Stephen to heaven. Number two, because it was a witness so that Stephen could give witness to Christ. We don't know who else in that crowd may have been converted because of what Stephen did. But we do know that that brought about St. Paul's conversion, which is obviously pretty extraordinary all by itself. So the key in this whole thing is that we have to learn to trust God. We have to learn to see things from a spiritual perspective. We are really, really, really good at watching things on the natural level. And we are really good at complaining about all the injustices and all the other things that happen. But when you look at the lives of the saints, ask yourself, what is it that made them saints? Number one, they kept their focus on Christ. Number two, they were treated horribly. And it's in the midst of being treated horribly that they were able to learn to be patient. They were able to learn to be charitable. They were able to learn to be forgiving. They were able to grow in virtue, which only happens when we have to practice it. So yes, we can look at all the lives of the saints and we can say, oh, what happened to them was terrible and it was so unjust. True enough, it was. Or we can look at it like when St. John of the Cross came out of the, well, when he escaped from the closet that they locked him in for 9 months, And the nuns were so upset at the monks for having done this. And he said, no, 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 no. He said, they are my friends. Because it was precisely by being locked up in that closet that he achieved spiritual perfection. That he wrote the poems that to this day are the greatest poems, people say, written in the Spanish language. And that he was able from those to write the books that come down to us 500 years later, because there is nothing greater as far as teaching on the spiritual life. So should he not have been locked up in a closet? On the natural level, no, he shouldn't. On the spiritual level, thanks be to God. And that's exactly what he recognized. That's what Saint Stephen recognized. He wasn't complaining that this was unjust. He kept his focus on the Lord. And he wanted to be able to go to heaven, to be with the one he saw in his vision. So if we can learn to quit complaining about all the injustices in our lives, and be able to see them from God's perspective, to look at it and say, what are you trying to do in my life? Not in the nasty way, which is what we usually do. What are you trying to do to me? Make you a saint, that's what he's trying to do to you? But unfortunately, if you are like me, and your skull is really, 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 really thick, that means there isn't a lot of room in there for a brain. And so it takes a long time for this to be able to get through the thick skull. So it's what has to happen? It has to happen over and over and over again before it finally makes its way through. So we have to learn to see things from that spiritual perspective. The natural perspective, what's it going to do? It's going to make us angry. It's going to make us complain. It's going to make us whine. It's going to make us miserable. If we see things from a spiritual perspective, then we begin to see that God is working on virtue. He's working on making us saints. And there's cause then for rejoicing. We can be at peace. We can be filled with charity. That doesn't come naturally, and it doesn't come easily. But that's what God is trying to do. We see that in Saint Stephen. We see that in the lives of all of the saints. It's precisely that which made them saints. And it is precisely that which God is going to work to make people like you and me into saints. So, what a great thing as we look forward even to a new year. Let's do something really countercultural, especially for people who live in Minnesota. Let's not complain. Let's not whine. Let's get our focus off the injustices in the natural level. And let's keep our focus on the Lord so that we can actually have peace, so that we can grow in holiness, so that the likes of people like you and me can actually become saints.